Chapter 13. The World. 167. Don't follow a debased way of life. Don't settle into heedlessness. Don't embrace wrong views. Don't increase your worldly tendencies. 168. Wake up. Avoid carelessness. Act well according to the Dharma. Those who practice Dharma are happily at ease in this world and the next. 169. Act well according to the Dharma and avoid debased conduct. Those who practice Dharma are happily at ease in this world and the next. 170. See the world as a bubble. See it as a mirage. Those who see the world in this way cannot be seen by the King of Death. 171. Look at the world as if it were a gilded royal carriage. The foolish become involved, but the acute are free of attachment. 172. When one who was formerly heedless becomes heedful, they illuminate the world like the moon, freed from clouds. 173. When those who have done evil cover it over with virtue, then they illuminate the world like the moon, freed from clouds. Note. One's evil deeds are like dark clouds obscuring the clarity of the mind. When one ceases from evil and practices virtue instead, then the former dark covering is replaced by light. The light covers the dark and renders it impotent. The practice of virtue displaces evil and its traces so that they cease to impinge and cause trouble. 174. This world is enveloped in darkness. Few indeed are those who see this. Those who ascend to the upper realms are as few as the birds who can escape a trap. 175. Wild swans take the path of the sun, and those with magic powers fly in the sky. But the unwavering transcend this world, having defeated Mara and his followers. Note. There are many ways to pass a life, such as pursuing our instincts or our culturally mediated desires. But the wise are aware of these dead ends, and so are stable in meditation and ethics, and are unseduced by the myriad possibilities of the world. Free of wavering, they enter nirvana. 176. One who abandons the soul true Dharma, who lies and gives no thought to future lives, will find no evil that they are incapable of. 177. Misers do not ascend to the upper realms of samsara. The foolish do not praise the benefits of generosity. Those who rejoice in the teachings on generosity will be happy in the future. 178. Better than being the ruler of the earth, better than ascending to the upper realms, better than having the entire world under your power, better than all this is to gain fruition as a stream enterer. Note, a stream enterer is the first of the four stages of true progress according to Theravadan Buddhism. It is followed by once returner, non-returner, and arhat. A stream enterer is freed from belief that appearances have their own fixed identity. They no longer perform rituals and are free of doubts regarding the teaching.